There you go.
Victor providing us with the theme music.
Alright, this is Hendrick.
This is Jose.
This is Hendrick number two.
I'm Hendrick.
AKA Victor.
Sam. Maria.
The nigga.
This is your boy Will, aka the Coffee Mug Thug. What's good?
Coffee Mug?
It's your boy Life.
Bro, you don't drink coffee.
It doesn't matter. I have a coffee mug at home. That's all I know.
Does it have, like, Will on it? Or?
Yeah.
Or does it say Will Freddy, though?
Was it made in Honda?
That's just not funny, dog.
It was.
Bro, like, you think you're actually...
Yo, get off your phone!
Why
is yo, this is a podcast. We're supposed to socialize.
She's like,
oh shit.
It's yeah. Like that now.
She about to swallow her phone down.
She's a buffalo.
The swallow.
We just like, whoop,
yo, pick up your phone crack screen.
I got a case, man.
All right. For you guys who don't know who Sarah is.
I thought it was Sam.
Shit, I don't know who
Sarah is. Oh, I'm sorry. Sam or Sarah. Sam, I am.
Sam, I am.
404-1719.
I don't know.
How do you remember the numbers?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm
yo,
saying
it was weird. Like, saying like, random first time numbers. You texted Kim, right? He was like, yo, Kim, 333.
Blah, blah, blah. I was just like, it was 0322.
What? No, but this is like the first time we ever texted her. All I see is, yo, it's from Kim. He's like, Kim, 333. I was like, I guess.
You don't know,
man. All right. Special guest brought by Victor, which is... Sam,
15.
Whatever her name is.
Okay, and then we have
MySpace.
It's your boy up, that boy Yai.
Wait, we're still introducing?
Yeah, because they already know who like the basic
rock.
Ones are.
The rock is.
The basic ones.
But this is Jose's second video.
And Maria brought to you by that nigga Will, the coffee mug thief. Fiend,
the coffee mug thief. I don't steal. I have my own coffee mugs. I'm gonna steal coffee mug.
He said fiend. He said
coffee mug
fiend. Fiend, bro. Fiend.
Sponsored by
Hostly.
This episode is brought to you by Pink Dolphin.
They're gonna sue us for that watch.
I understand what it means. I just
saw
it doesn't apply.
I'm straight with them.
Yellow shark.
It's the flamingo, I'm telling you.
Most welcome to the Blue now. Flamingo podcast.
Yeah.
Today,
I think
we're talking about shit like we always do.
You know what though? It's because like even the voice thingy, it's in blue. That's a sign, bro.
Wow,
the waveforms.
Yeah, and your jacket's in blue.
Yeah.
It's crazy
bro,
how it things are.
I'm sure that's just not black. It's actually
her phone. Her phone case is blue, which she not put down.
Sure.
Oh shit!
Look on my phone. I got a light that's blue.
Wait, the sky is blue. That's
yeah, yeah. You right though. You right though.
Is it dumb?
We did have to do that as a blue. What if everything we see is just a figment of our imagination?
Actually, have you ever thought of what if like our red was someone else's like green?
That's what I'm saying.
No, wait. Color blindness.
Hey, yo.
No. But they grew up like
yeah.
You see the red, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called people lying.
Yeah. No, but in elementary school, they're showing colors. They see our blue, but because we call it. That red, they call it red, but they probably think they don't know that it's actually our blue.
You lost me at the second blue.
No, look, it's simple. Look, all right, look. All right. I'm the teacher, right? I'm like, yo, this color is brown.
I want a new teacher.
Brown, pendejo, shut up.
Wow, man, you're
it's one color is brown, and I go, ayo, Maria, this is brown, but she sees in her head,
that's
you're yellow. No, but she sees yellow, but it's brown. And then Will. He sees red,
no, you were
but we call it brown. So then brown is red, and
it's
red is not
it's
brown.
It's called diarrhea.
What really matters
have
is...
Have you guys ever heard that, like, you know how when you look into a picture?
Oh. Yeah, I just got hands.
What if, like, the picture looking back at you is the same picture of what we're doing right now?
Where was that from?
I saw it. Yeah, I was watching it with you.
I saw
like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, now, see?
Like, say, for example, you see
why
a picture...
Why do we toast?
Nigga, I wasn't fucking finished.
You see that picture right there?
Conversation.
What if, like, what if... He sees a picture of all of us on the couch.
That's the blunt ones.
So are we?
No, that's
oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, like another like window.
Side note, that's a frustration my dad.
That's a frustration
for
your dad. Yo, doesn't his dad look like Juan Luis Guerra?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't,
yeah, he
bro.
Don't.
No.
Thank you. You know what? You got respect.
I'm surprised you know who that is. Yeah.
Agree with him once. You're okay in my
hey, shut up, bro. You can right.
Fucking
bro.
Fight me about it.
But the real question is, if guns don't kill people kill people. Does that mean toasters don't toast? Toast?
Shut you the fuck up, man.
But the real question is...
Right, what are you saying?
Nigga, stop interrupting me.
What? You never started.
The real question is, how do you spell gray with an E or an A?
Oh crap!
I know. It depends on what region you're in. If you're in like Europe or Canada, it's E. But if you're in America, it's A.
If you're in Canada, if you're
killing
clutch. If you're in Canada, it's GER A.
But that joke,
so don't let you get it.
This thing is dying.
One.
R.I.P. Roll.
Two.
All right.
But you know what? Sesame Street, they're already teaching about jail, bro.
That's because young niggas thugs out here, bro.
But on the show that teaches you the color red, they're teaching about
the Bloods and Crips, dog.
Butterfly Squad.
I don't know, bro.
You ready for final exams tomorrow?
No. Yeah, I have my final. I have my computer literacy final. I'm about to fail.
I gotta.
I'm about to fail. I'm about to finish my final tomorrow. Easy.
I didn't learn anything on Excel, PowerPoint, all that.
Yeah, because I did your work for you.
Now, one thing I never.
Why don't you just go and say your own? And then.
My professor will believe it.
One? No, Outlook, something like that. The last one.
Outlook is an email.
Outlook
Drive?
The previews that you see at the movie like that.
There's Excel, you know, PowerPoint.
They took that one out. They took that out.
Access? No, it's not Access.
They took it out.
WordPress?
Microsoft.
It might be Access. I'm not sure. It's like a red one.
Yeah.
WordPress?
You know what the one's from? It's like some sort of reference. It's like a reference thing. It was so confusing. I failed that one.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Fun brain?
We're talking Windows.
Yeah. Right? Oh, we're not talking about fun brain.
Windows Defender?
Windows Defender. Oh, my name's Andrew. Best anti-service ever.
Maybe.
Get it.
It's free.
Norton.
It's free. Buy it. Not really.
Sponsored.
Subscribe for free for $4.99. No credit card.
I got. We were talking. I don't even know what they're talking about. Subscribing or something.
I saw this picture on the internet. Was
they lost me when they.
It was. Do you remember? Do you know what Cleverbot is?
I like
that Cleverbot.
Oh,
that was every time and it's supposed to be an article. And it's like, let's roleplay it. Okay.
You're not,
I lay you down on the bed. It's like, do you have protection? Yes, I have Norton antivirus.
Well, we watch you go back to the future. And you know how their dad laughs all like a fucking weirdo?
At the beginning, you know how Marty's dad is a hella loser? And then he laughs really, really.
So we bust out laughing. We're like, yo, that kind of comes with a Victor. We're like, he's like.
And I tried to make fun of that. I was like,
bro,
we all be dying.
We all
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Then he turned into a badass at the end of the movie.
Just like me?
I don't know about that much.
Yeah. All
right, guys. You haven't said anything.
To his phone again.
Oh, sorry. Did I hit you?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
Kenny was like,
oh, shut up.
Don't worry, guys.
We're cops.
What? Whoa, Victor, calm down.
We're cops. We're cops. Everyone put your hands up. We're cops.
We're cops, too.
Fuck yeah, we're cops. All right.
It went from, like, Back to the Future to...
Cops.
Yo, let's be cops.
The show is fucking hilarious.
Let's be cops? That was a good cops? One. Cops? Yeah,
it's a show?
That was a show.
I said let's be cops.
Oh, no. So never mind.
All right, guys.
Y'all want to be a cop?
I'm gonna join the Marines in a year, guys.
Huh?
You wanted to be? I thought you wanted to be a teacher.
He's gonna be a teacher by day, but then cop by night.
Exactly.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, there you go.
It actually could work.
Can it? I don't feel like
teach cops.
Crime doesn't stop in school hours. Oh, they just got out of school. Time to go rob some shit. That's not how it works.
What if I'm like the security officer, but I'm teaching at the same time?
Then you will mark.
What if he's a teacher at a police department?
That fucking
teaching the police academy.
Why don't you
with,
go
with that dude from Psych? Remember? And the guy that he was teaching the police.
Yeah, that one
chokes.
Guy with that one. Dude.
That one dude with hair and eyes.
You know,
It was when they went to train at the academy and Lasseter like was like, making fun of him because he choked up at every scene. You know, like he was a good cop, but every time it's like someone's stealing a bike, he freezes. He's like.
You can have it.
You seen the convenience store scene?
No.
When was it Gus that did the machine gun sound?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It sounded like a real gun.
It's like, you watched the show. I forgot. Like,
yeah, I watched it. It's a fair show.
No,
I don't watch TV no more because it ended.
I don't know.
Gus, give me some machine gun action.
I don't.
I watched the show.
What you mean?
What was that? That's my machine gun action.
That's an AK-47.
That sounds not right. Later in the episode, it's like, Gus, give me some machine gun action. And he's traveling through.
It's like, oh, what was that? That was me. I was practicing. You got it dead on. Fist bump.
And then a gunshot.
And then,
and then a real gun comes.
And then they all die. And then
spoiler.
And then they, don't we all?
Whoa, dude. Take it easy there, Victor. We're keeping it light over
Some
here,
live longer than others. I'm debatable about this.
Right? He's falling asleep.
Have you fallen asleep already?
He's about to fall asleep.
Alright, guys, let's talk about
this. I'm surprised you lasted this long. How's it been? It's been like 10 minutes. It's a new record.
The Kuna.
You fit.
He came in the refrigerator to get cereal then, and he fell.
You climbed the refrigerator.
How was it? Because it's cold.
I got a new kitchen.
Man, just went to go buy a kitchen.
I like this kitchen better.
This one's a little rusted. I wanted a new one.
Yeah, remodeling it. They had a marble, granite, or whatever they tabletop.
Damn,
that
boy got money. Did they have the little stepladder now for him?
Yeah, but damn, bro.
You yeah, talking shit about me.
They lowered it.
Alright, look, everyone knows you got a Honda. That's something different, bro.
Yeah,
bro. You got waffle fries.
Yeah, that's all there, bitch. Bro, look at the ice, bro.
Bro, look at that watch he got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bro, look, I can't even compare that. You see?
He has so much time on his hands.
Yeah, bro, you see this watch, bro?
You saw me flex on Snapchat, though?
Yeah, I thought that was actually pretty good. I was like, alright, this guy got me. Alright.
What's my shit from?
Alright. What's the time of
shit from Honda. I'm like, I upgraded. I'm not from Honda anymore. I'm from Boca.
Yeah, bro, you go to Straight Ahead still?
He flies his private jet over there, that's why.
You right, though.
Cool. Besides, yeah. He's the Lakers game.
No, boy, he straight up helicopter right into the school, bro.
Well, you're not supposed to say that, bro. Now they can track where we live.
Fucking dude.
So I like your new job, bro.
Yeah, how's your new job?
Yeah, I like it. It's good. I like it. I did my first morning shift. It felt weird. I got out at like 1:30. I'm like, all right, time to head to Peeps, and I realized.
I feel you.
Fuck.
When I just started at a ice shop, I worked at a 12. I was like, yo, this is fucking weird.
It's weird, bro. Because as soon as I got out, I'm ready to like head to bed. And I realized, wait, no, it's only like 1:30.
I still got the whole day.
It's weird, man.
Take the fattest.
I like it though.
Life.
It's a lot better than Peeps, bro. A lot better.
Okay.
I didn't have like. For like the first day, I was always looking around. Whenever I would talk to like another employee, I would look around to make sure Dave isn't coming, so I don't get in trouble for talking. I'm like,
yeah, we're looking for my leaking.
Hey, let me tell you about this prank call. This is wild. Okay, so we were in the car, right? And
you did it.
No, the first one.
The first one.
So we were in the car. There's this van for the AC, right? For AC repair, and he calls it, and then the lady comes on, and she's like, this is whatever her name was.
Caroline.
Put you on hold.
Caroline.
Hi, my name is Caroline. Can I put you on hold? And he was like, no. Like, no. And she was like, is this an emergency?
No. She was thinking that. She was thinking that. She was like, okay, thank you. But she's like, okay. Pause. Like, there. It's like, is this an emergency?
And she was worried. What the fuck happened? What did you do to your AC? And then the person actually picks up, like one of the fucking representatives, whatever. And he was, I'm calling because I'm calling. And then he just hangs up.
They call back.
We know where you live.
But before that, they picked up, like, you know, they picked up and he's like, oh yeah, my name is Stacy. How can I help you? And I was always like, can you put me on hold again?
And she's just like, seriously?
Oh god.
Watch out, man.
Yes.
And after we called up Target.
Oh fuck.
He called up Target and he's like, yo, which Target? Hold up.
The one in
Plantation.
Okay, good.
Why?
Because
why?
Because my girlfriend works at the other Target.
And
I'm bragging about it.
They're not gonna kill her. Right?
What are the odds?
Lennessy from Target.
Lennessy from Target. She bad. Jake from Sleepwalk.
She ain't bad. Nigga, he gets mad when I say, "Damn, bro, your girl's bad." Nigga, I say, "She's not bad." Nigga, what do you want me to say?
I want you to stay neutral. That's what I want you to do.
Your girl's all right looking.
She's a
thank you. Marie needs to get in this conversation. She's over just sitting there. So is Sarah.
I know.
All right, why don't you guys say something? Sarah, how was your
day? I say you guys have a rap battle.
How's your new job?
There you go.
I had my job for a year and like 9 months. I don't think it's new.
You know, when you talk, like the thing like goes up like a millimeter. That's how low you talk.
Yeah, when I talk in the
interview, no, because y'all thinking that you're not talking, you're screaming.
You have to project.
Bro, we're
Spanish. You have to project your voice.
We put pots in our ovens to put them away. We
got no way to understand.
We got no rack.
What are you doing?
We're not like you.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You gotta use your diaphragm.
Oh, shit, get out of my house. No Hondurans,
bro. No, I'm not.
Wait, what are you?
It's 1, 2, 3.
She's Cuban.
Honduras.
Oh, close.
Catracho.
Same thing.
Joey said
you're white.
No. What? Japan. Cuba and Argentina has nothing to do. What part of Honduras?
Colombians.
Yo!
What part of Honduras?
Tegucigalpa.
What?
Bless you. Bless you.
She said like 17 letters all in one
page. Wait, where are you from?
Wait, what did you say?
I
can't hear you.
Orlando.
San Pedro.
Chula.
Cilantro.
Machete City.
Wait, what'd you say? Wait, what'd you say?
The farm.
The capital.
Say it. The capital.
The
capital.
Where'd you get
the highest crime rate?
Born
shut the fuck up.
Guatemala is like third.
Where if you go with tattoos, you
what? Third way.
I'm Mexican.
You're not. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, you look Mexican.
No, I'm actually Guatemalan. So.
Oh, nigga, what the fuck, man?
Me, Cuban? You offend me, sir. You offend me with everyone.
It's because you're light skinned. You don't go outside.
I am Mexican.
You're not burnt. Oh my god, bro.
Oh yeah, you are Mexican.
What? Oh, shit. She said you
I need you to leave. Please get out this house.
Aren't you Mexican?
I'm
oh my god.
Aren't you Mexican? Podcast.
Yes.
In 20 minutos.
What?
In podcast. Es una cosa para internet.
Nigga, I'm from the hood, bro.
That's what I said.
What hood, nigga? What fucking hood?
You can't talk.
Oh, you wouldn't know that you're from Hollandale. I forgot.
But you probably think you actually think I'm from Hollandale.
No, see, I've been through some shit. Y'all don't know.
I know it's a joke.
Brag about it. Okay, te llamo rato, bro.
Adiós. Llamo rato, bro.
Okay, bye. Get away from my
David. Pendejo.
You too, son. My dad called me. He's like, "Are you at a market right now? Like, get off." My dad thought I was at a market, like trying to negotiate prices and shit.
You talking with his dad?
Yeah.
I'm talking to my mom.
Don't lie.
Let me say hi to your mom.
Lying, bro.
Yo, dad, these bargains off the chain. Yo, put me down.
Yo, I'm at the SWAT right now. I'm about to pull up on his lingerie.
So we got a Honduran, we got a Guatemalan, Colombian, Guatemalan, Colombian, Guatemalan, Mexican, Guatemalan, Guatemalan, Honduran, Honduran,
Honduran,
and then
they're twice, same twice, Honduran square,
and you,
Puerto Rican, Cuban,
Argentina.
Just Argentina. I'd rather be called Cuban than Puerto Rican.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Who thinks Puerto Ricans are actually Hispanic?
I do. Everybody else does?
I don't.
Why? Puerto Ricans do?
Because they're basically U.S.
Technically,
citizens.
Technically, yeah. It's a U.S. territory.
Well, it's a U.S. citizen. So they're born with U.S. citizenship.
They were about to become a state of a couple of years back.
It's a gray area.
Hispanic descent.
Basically, Cuba is that same thing.
No, it's not.
No.
Cuba's a dictatorship. They got a race over here.
Communism.
They got to have a competition to get here.
Good, good addition. Good word association.
That's what
Cuba. Communism.
Oh man.
Yo,
wait,
know,
so really you don't consider
you know that
Rose, for the most
Cuba?
Part I don't.
I love Puerto Ricans.
Raul Rose Cuba?
Rose?
Some Puerto Ricans.
Rose.
Yo, chill, bro.
Rose about all those Caribbean girls.
That's
bro.
Not true.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
got
that.
But we got jungle fever up in this bitch.
You know,
what's her name?
And you were saying talking, oh, I'd never go with her.
Just chill, bro.
Now look at you. I don't want to hear shit from you anymore.
What you mean, bro? For what? For what?
You heard her.
Huh? She's not black.
She's
though.
A little. She's a little.
She
dark.
All right. Where? Is she from here?
Who's Tina?
She's from the Caribbean.
She's from the Caribbean.
She's Beyonce.
She's what's she Trinidad?
Isn't she Argentina?
Well, she
no. Bitch, you should know.
She's from.
She's from Trinidad and Tobago.
I swear she's from Argentina.
She's Haitian.
No, she's Trinidad. Trinidadian.
Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Right here.
Puerto Rican.
She's Puerto Rican. No,
hey,
no,
yes, she is.
No, Trinidadian, Puerto Rican, and something else. It starts with an A. No.
Oh, no.
Haitian.
No.
It starts with a what?
Barbados.
Do you know what an A is? That's
it's some, it's some country no one knows about.
No, it's like an Hispanic country.
Arabic.
But it's not Argentina.
Belize? No, no. It's in the islands.
Ecuador?
It's a...
Ecuador what?
Ecuador?
Ecuador?
Ecuador.
That's not about...
Hey. Algernon?
Hey,
no, it's a weird country.
It's a weird country in the Caribbeans.
I'm happy for you and all.
What?
She's Caribbean, just know that.
Yeah, she's just Caribbean.
She's
let's
from
just
the Caribbeans.
Yeah, well, bro, I think she's
pirates,
dog.
I'm happy for you.
No, I'm not though. I'm not.
This nigga dipped in the
this nigga's real happy.
You got any friends?
I'm already playing with
them. They're pretty not bad.
Well, they're pretty.
She's from Trinidad.
No, they're not. I'm saying one's a butterface and the other one's a. Yeah. Mantequilla.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's a
mantequilla. Mantequilla.
Bro, I know, dog. This girl's already crazy. I said, crazy. What was it? I made a joke about her friend, right? She got really mad. She almost forgot her friend. I was like, okay, never mind. Let me stop.
She was what?
You thought she was sweet.
You made fun of ISIS?
No. Yo, that nigga ISIS, bro.
That nigga ISIS, bro.
Oh, my God.
Sus ass nigga. Bro, I, for the first time, I first of all.
Explain
I
to the podcast where right, people are.
I don't hate gay people. I do not care. You can be gay. I love you. So no matter what. I'm gay, no, but I just never hung out with one, right?
I like how you got
so, so my girl.
Yeah, I'm with one. Her, I'm with one.
That boy said, his girl.
No, I'm gay too.
You heard it?
No, but yeah, so I hung out with one girl. For the first time ever. Like a real one. Like actually hanging out. So I grew up on fast, right?
Oh, the other ones were fake.
No. I was hanging out with one. But I wouldn't hang out. So I guess I had to because, you know, he's her friend or whatever.
Best friend.
So I was walking and then me and Tina are talking and he says something and Tina looks at him. So I was just like, all right, whatever, you know, I don't care. So I start walking and all I hear is like, damn, that's hot. And I was just like, I look around, I'm looking for a girl. No girl's around. I'm like, wait, what? And then I realize, no. I turn around, a guy's walking past. All I hear is, damn, I would love to be inside of that. I was just like, oh my God, no, stop. And then he goes, I would let him fuck me. And then, bro, I felt like that. It was weird. I never heard that.
Like, he was like,
and he was serious, not like a joking way. Like, you know, I'm used to like,
because you're attractive. Like, oh,
you know. No, not me. It's all some random.
Way
no. No.
You know, like, I see you thought.
No, bro, but it was weird. Like, it was weird. You know?
You're holding hands.
It was weird. Let me kiss your hand.
Mijo, please.
Pussy.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
anyways, I have two gay cousins, so.
How are we two gay boys?
One of my friends is gay.
Shit.
His name's Josue.
No, listen.
You're smiling. You should have seen Josue and Will the other night, remember?
I will beat your ass. You don't gotta bring that up.
You guys kissed?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Don't fucking start.
He's like, get the fuck back on the floor, dog.
Why the fuck are you on the couch? Get on the floor.
Damn, man. I know you're into some kicking.
It's your job. I'm trying to be nice to you. Hey, anybody want to switch seats?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would, but I don't want it. You guys, so you guys kissed?
Yeah. No.
Did you almost kiss?
It was like a little pop kiss?
No.
It was a little...
No.
A little peck?
I wasn't Tom, actually.
Don't touch me,
though. Was he going down there? Was he going slowly?
Bro, just chilling.
He's like, hey, can you scratch my back? That's what he's
been going just the whole time. I'm like, yo, can you stop rubbing my leg?
Y'all real funny, y'all.
Yeah, was it show me where he touched you.
I'm punching you, shit. Stop.
Right, so, I'm guessing Will's homophobic.
Segway
into gay people.
Hendrick's homophobic.
Hendrick is homophobic.
Not homophobic.
Yo, tell him about the...
We went on a trip to New York, but, you know, we were driving, we wanted to pass by Washington, D.C. real quick. Yeah, by chance, it was the day they legalized gay... The Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, you know, for all states. That's not, you know, unconstitutional.
So that's what you
mean. Yeah.
It was gonna be so we're driving by,
and like we get there, we see a couple like rainbow flags, and it's like, well, what's that about? I don't know, whatever. So
they're celebrating rainbow.
We're in the Capitol. We're in the Capitol. We're taking pictures, and there's a giant parade of people walking by, and like,
Tanta marica,
bro. Yeah, so many like gay people, and you know, me, Raul, our other friend. Lawrence, we were all like, oh, you know, whatever, like okay, people, whatever. And Hendrick's all mad the whole day. He's like,
I wasn't mad the whole day.
No,
I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad.
Hendrick was pissed. As a friend,
you know, I'm concerned about, you know, our friend. So we all were like, hey, Hendrick, are you okay? And we, you know, you didn't touch him inappropriately. Hand on his shoulder. Are you okay? He's like, bro, don't touch me, okay?
just to clarify, I'm not homophobic in any sense of the word. I don't care. I just don't like people touching me. I don't like niggas touching me. Especially you. Because you fucking weird about it. Alright? I just don't like niggas touching me.
That's wrong with Sweat. He's a nice guy.
That's what's fucking... He keeps touching my chichis. These are my chichis.
It's better than nipples, bro. These niggas would be like fucking... They lick each other's shit.
Whoa.
No, because the thing is, like, the way that they would do it, they're like, bro, are you okay? And I started, like, questioning the back of my head.
No, bro, we were touching shoulders.
I don't know if you're leaving out.
Bruh, it's hot in here.
Who told you we're getting
hoodie? And we won't even touch it. We just see a crowd of gay people. And, like, we joke, like, hey, Andrew, you want to go check it out?
And he's like, bro, quit playing, okay? I don't want to go.
And not even like, he's not even joking about like the quit. He gets mad, bro. He was, no, quit playing, man. Start yelling at us. Like, all right, Hendrick, relax, bro.
It's going to go like a gay movement against like Hendrick now.
Hendrick hates gay people.
I didn't say it like that, huh? You're generalizing.
Okay.
Stereotyping?
Stereotyping.
Generalizing.
Pride and Prejudice. Read a book.
Shut the fuck up. Why you look like a
book? The Art of War. Read a book, bitch.
Chicken
Dr.
Seuss.
Chicken Soup for the Soul. Wait, what? Okay, so what's your favorite book, guys?
Chicken Soup for the Hand is the only one I've ever read.
The Outsiders. That shit is the best book.
Oh, yo, ever. The Outsiders. No, it was obviously Kite Runner.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hate that book.
Kite Runner?
Beautiful. I cried, bro. I cried while reading
your book. Beautiful, bro.
The Bible.
All right, what's your favorite book, Sarah? Yeah,
we're talking about
whatever you want to be called.
Spoiler:
The World's End.
This shit, bro. That is gonna get mad again, bro.
My dad used to make Green Eggs.
Oh my god!
He would make eggs and scrambled.
Are you telling
me scrambled eggs and ham? And me being a stupid kid, I'm like, how do you make it green? It's like magic. Yeah, I found out food color later. Like 6 years later. 6 years later, I'm looking for the catalyst for like solace, and it's like food color.
This was the answer all along.
I figured out the cure for cancer. It's like I come from my dad. It's like, Dad, did you lie to me? It's like,
Dad, you fucking lied.
That was the day Victor forgot about. No, that was the day Victor figured out Santa wasn't real. My dad was like, listen, I use food coloring. Santa isn't real. You're adopted.
Oh my god.
What was that?
What happened?
I didn't have the chance.
You broke it.
Did you? Bro, just like the freaking what's it called?
I'm at the
hookah bar. They still have the freaking chair. Bro, I saw somebody sit down, right? He's like, alright, let me sit in the chair. All you see is, oh fuck. Bro, I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yo, you got something against chairs now? You keep on breaking.
I do, bro.
Bro, this is nice. We gotta get our ass beat after this.
I gotta get my ass beat by my mom, bro. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I broke a bench at some weight.
But you broke
it. It's not the first chair you broke in the house, too.
Bro, I remember I was sitting on the couch on like the right side. Had you seen
it? We were watching TV. And Raul comes up from his room and he's like, oh, would you watch it? We're watching something like Practical Jokers. And he's like, oh, let me just do it. He goes, takes one seat. The whole thing's flat.
I hear a creak and then you see Raul just like, like, bro, we broke this shit. His mom was like, we broke my couch. Can't make her so far.
Fuck.
That shit was fucking funny. No, I broke a bench at Subway. Well, technically those benches are for two people, but like when seven people try to sit in it, it's not a good idea.
That's generally a bad idea, I think.
It's not.
I feel like there's a limit on there for a reason.
What was I gonna say? Oh, back to
you're late.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I need to tell Santa a story. Yeah, she can't do it.
She's...
Yeah, you gotta go.
Trying to protect some innocence.
Yeah.
Understand. I feel like you remember, you know, Junior, right? Loud enough,
yeah.
For,
right, for the people, right. In the next, for the people who don't know, Junior is my cousin.
Junior.
And then he's the most stupidest kid you've ever known.
Like, when you hear Hendrick say that about somebody, that's serious.
Wow,
fuck you. You're serious and stupid, bro.
All right, so... My uncle, he's straight up. He's not gonna tell you no BS, no sana culita. He's gonna be like, walk it off, nigga.
Because I put a bandaid on. Walk it off.
All right.
Dad, I'm in a wheelchair. Walk it off.
I remember we went to North Carolina for Christmas.
Damn.
So, what?
Richard, niggas, yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Oh, so we had Christmas at my family in North Carolina. So, all right.
Bro,
so we were all getting like that. We were all getting gifts and everybody's like, oh yeah, they got you this, they got you that.
You are?
So then,
you were.
Who said?
My uncle gives.
I was just assuming.
Bro, am I gonna let me finish?
You gonna keep Nigga, I don't have to interject.
Okay. All right. They were
try me again.
They were passing out the gifts, and so then my cousin was like, oh, I want to see what Santa got me. I want to see what Santa got me. Wait, Junior said that.
Go to sleep.
Is he sleeping already?
I told you, bro. He's asleep.
Everybody, just
wake him up. Give him a kiss.
All right. He was like, oh, well, I want to know what Santa gave me. My uncle goes straight up out of nowhere in front of everybody. He goes, Santa's not real. Santa no se la pasa rompiendo para comprarse los regalos. It starts saying basically that Santa's not fucking breaking his back to get you fucking
slimy
gifts.
Water.
Your mom and I got you those gifts. And then his face is like, he just killed a little kid basically.
Aqua.
I thought that shit was fucking funny.
Sarah, get off your phone.
Well, the way it's in Spanish is funnier, though.
Who texts their mother?
I text my dad. I said, fuck you, lying.
But I'm moist.
Okay.
Oh my god. Stop fucking lying.
I don't know what we're gonna get for that.
We're gonna get t-shirts. Stop fucking lying.
Mixtape.
Every song.
Guys, let's start the a cappella group. I get it. You ready?
No.
You fucked it up. That worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it was going on good until you fucked up.
Until Sarah fucked up.
Always fucking. She's like, break it down.
What the fuck?
Aristocrats.
Hey, when did you find out that Santa wasn't real?
Me?
Santa was never real for me.
True.
That's
what the heck?
You're Hispanic as fuck.
My dad's handwriting had the same A's and S's and N's and T's and A's as Santa's and my dad's the same handwriting. It's like, huh?
This is suspicious.
Not only that, I remember because my dad was working and me and my mom went to pick him up and I was sat in the back because, you know, I was a kid, I can't sit in front. And so I look in the back, see these Lego sets. I'm like, Mommy, can I play with the Lego sets? And she's like, no, those aren't for you. I'm like, okay, forget about it. Okay. 10 days later,
you
Christmas.
Mom, you fucking liar.
Lego sets. Mom, I thought you said these weren't for me. What do you mean? You never seen them before.
What? Okay. True.
If you think
I'm going to break another chair.
The thing about the rolling chair.
My mom would say, look, straight up, you're not getting shit this year, bro. It's fucking nigga named Santa Claus. It's your mom, boy. You getting fucking...
Yo, I know. I got you all those gifts those 1 year, bro.
Yeah, man. My mom doesn't care about me.
Hey, look. Sometimes the shit was rough. I had to do some stuff I wasn't proud of.
You want... What I'm confused about, you're my mom, but I stay at home. So I stay with you. So doesn't that mean, by association, that you stay at Hollandale as well?
So you admit you're off from Hollandale?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
You just admitted it. Stop lying to yourself.
You're right.
The way it works out is I only stay during the night when you're there. Every other time, I straight fucks with Fort Lauderdale.
Yo, are you against the line?
You stay in Oakland Park.
I don't know what all about this.
What?
If I order something from like Pink Dog or something, Fort Lauderdale, come to my house.
Alright, Maria.
On the map.
When did you find out Santa wasn't real?
Your elbow has a dangerous.
You're gonna be a
We're gonna kill like some kid's dream when he actually tries to hear your podcast.
I don't know.
Hey, this is my first podcast. I wonder what they're gonna talk about.
Santa's not real.
Come on. I just imagine so a five-year-old sitting in the chair.
A five-year-old's gonna be listening to, like, what, seven people, eight people, saying, fucking cocksucking motherfucking...
Yes.
It's gonna be funny when your mom finds out who broke the chair.
No, I'm gonna throw it away before she sees it.
Aquí me falta una tía.
I knew I had a chair here.
Okay.
Wait, can I get a Milky?
No, you can't.
We're all in the Milky.
Because you said I was Cuban.
Sam, sorry.
I thought you were Cuban.
Do I look Cuban?
Yeah, you do. You actually really do.
I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah, man, my
car. Why you ask that?
At least you're not called Asian, alright?
No, he's Guatemalan, Colombian, and Asian. No,
and Samoan.
Chose Juan.
So, you gonna say I'm sorry?
He's straight chinito.
You gotta apologize for calling me Cuban.
No, I'm sorry.
There's only one chinito, bro.
I'm sorry.
And, when he's laughing, you can see his eyes close up.
Calling me Cuban.
Chinito. Calling Cuban, being rude to me earlier. Take a pic, but you don't have to say it.
Take a pic, I gotta live right here.
I want the Milky Way anyways, it's all good.
She stole all the almond joys.
She said, fuck a sorry, nigga.
She can get her heart, I got a Milky Way in my name.
She's like, damn, I was real.
Can you pass me that Butterfinger?
Yo, slow down, Milky Way, bro.
Sarah, can you pass me that Butterfinger?
Hey, yo, Will, you want a Milky Way?
Nah.
Butterfingers, I hear it.
So what are you guys doing for
your boy's on a diet, dog.
For
Christmas, we lose 30 pounds.
My bad?
Yeah.
Why?
My recruiter said I can't join until I lose 30 pounds.
Nick, I could have told you that, Gordo.
Yeah. My mom, I get home, mom was like, I could have told you that, Gordo. I was like, Mom, chill. She's like, hey, you asked.
Huh?
Yo.
The doctor told me that I was overweight. I'm like, Dad, the doctor told me that I was overweight. No, está bien. I'm like, Dad, a doctor told me. Like, no, I don't feel like a baby.
But I never went to the doctor.
Fuck you, lying, bro.
It's been...
Never been either.
It's been a good 18 years. No lie.
I was born in a pool.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was middle school. Middle school because of
the shots.
The shots. The last time I went to a doctor.
I just got insurance this year.
I was one.
That was me last year.
Really, bro?
Really?
That's one more.
That's probably... Sorry, get calling right now.
Wait, can I answer? Can I answer?
Mm-hmm.
That's my mom.
Brag about it.
Hello, how could you ever say this, mom?
Hello?
Hello?
It's just a number, like...
Mijo, no seas estúpida.
Hey, mama.
Yeah, he might be in trouble. I gotta take him.
We're gonna curfew. I like how the last podcast you got a call from your grandpa talking about you gotta go home.
Yeah. You thought she was sweet? What? I told my mom straight up told me no. Today, I'm still here.
Why'd you go home early today? It's like, I'm going home early.
Yeah,
I'll probably make food for Will this time.
I told him no, he's at the house, he listened, I'll reward him. She gets home.
Nah, fuck with those niggas.
I know where it's not just at. You got half a rack in that mitt.
Awesome.
Yo, relate.
Your mom, your grandma.
Pause.
You look like you're coming up for air.
Pause. Right now?
Yeah,
it's late?
No, man.
But you're on the shoulder. Hey, does your wife cook?
The switch these with Sarah, bro. Yes.
Alright, guys.
Stop leaning.
She's not my wife. She's like, it's my grandma.
Does your wife cook?
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, she cooks.
Yeah, she
cooks.
Oh, shit.
No.
Now she's over.
She's gonna
do that.
She knows she's over.
How what you doing for Christmas week?
For Christmas week?
Bitch. Tamales.
What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Tamales.
Oh, no, because
the posadas is what it's
called. Hey, we should be Spanish as fuck and then reventar cuetas like on Christmas.
I don't know. Yo, let's go to TNT.
We do that anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna do for Christmas? I'm gonna wake up. I'll be like, oh, it's Christmas. Trying to go back to sleep.
Me every... It's Christmas Eve is where it's at.
That's where you go.
La tamalea.
Yeah, no,
Christmas Eve. Seriously, I'm beating with my family. Like, I can't go to their houses.
What?
Somebody's going to catch these motherfucker
hands. Oh, wait. You got your shit to do for
that. I pick your favorites.
I pick your favorites. Hey, but catch these hands. I'm going to... Hey, Tia.
Hey, bro. You want some?
I feel like your brother's comfortable with me.
She went.
What's with it?
What? Because
I could have said it.
I'm more than married.
Who?
Yeah, but
Tony? Bro, Tony already includes like Kendrick with Victor, then me, you and me.
Yeah, we were friends that long.
Bro, what do you in the fucking know, bro?
Bro, come on, let me get
it. Come on, let me get it.
Just let me get a little
marica, bro.
Ow, nigga, the fuck? Alright, guys, I think.
Is that it?
We can go home now?
That's it.
I think that should wrap it up for today.
We never finished any conversation.
Honestly, this podcast, like,
this is the worst one we've ever done.
Worst one we've ever done. Like, there was no coherent, like, conversation.
Yeah, because
everybody's talking.
Two people at the end don't say shit.
Yeah, they're just sitting
listening.
There.
Yeah.
But you guys gotta incorporate your opinion.
Oh my god.
Hey, Hendrik.
No. I don't have puta stash, mate.
Yeah.
What's
up?
Yeah, did you ask him before you said that?
Let me get a move.
Okay,
what's up?
Oh shit, yo, I think we actually killed on the Milky Way.
Oh wow.
Oh no, this is
where
you...
No,
you want a Milky Way?
What the fuck
say
is
sorry
this
for calling
shit?
Me Cuban.
What the fuck is
this
shit?
It's a
pizza. Right now.
Are we still gonna play pool after this?
I just a sorry,
okay.
That's all I
need. Okay, send my cards at you. Get away from here.
Wait,
just say sorry.
Are we ending this right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so
this is horrible.
Outro.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for tuning in.
You're welcome.
My name is Jose. Fuck you, Jose.
My name is Will, aka the motherfucking muffin man.
I thought you were the coffee mug thing.
It's a different one every time. You'll catch up.
Alright, I'm Hendrik.
I'm Hendrik.
I'm Jose.
I'm Hendrik number two.
I'm Hendrik number two. You're like number five.
I'm Victor, the hash slinging basher.
The hash slinging.
I'm Sam.
I'm Victor Bank.
Maria.
Hash slinging.
And your boy Life. This podcast is brought to you by Common Voice new album Reflections. Go get that in stores now.
Skip.
And this was the Blue Flamingo podcast.
Wait, so we agreed on the Blue Flamingo.